Hi guys, welcome to the Governor Lee Experience. My name is Gov Lee, and guess what today is? Of course you know what it is. Today is a good day! Yeah, I'm so excited because this is my first episode of this podcast series, and I'm nervous? Am I nervous? Let me see, maybe a bit. And I've been thinking, would you guys accept my podcast? But with the great content I have, I am very optimistic that you guys would. So today I have a very interesting topic for you guys, something really, really interesting. And I know I have made a lot of hype about the topic, friends with benefits. So I'll start by asking you guys, do you have a friend with benefits? Have you answered? Yes. I know a lot of you will not admit you have a friend with benefits. You will not admit it in public. You have a friend with benefits. Maybe except you are in the midst of your friends. But do you think it's something to be ashamed of? Having a friend with benefits, do you think it is something to be ashamed of? Okay, I know there are a few people who might be still be wondering what a friend with benefit is. That's if they are. So a friend with benefit is someone that you engage in a sexual relationship with, someone that is just your friend and you engage in a sexual relationship with. So now that you know what a friend with benefit is, before I recorded this podcast, I actually had conversations with three of my friends, and then they shared with me experiences of their friends with benefits. And trust me, it's really hilarious, really, really hilarious. And the way it started, the way it ended, and their lessons. So first, I have a friend. His name is I would like to use a fictional name. Okay, his name is Brian. This is a story. So what he texted me was, is this: I met her in school. I discovered she's a free giver, and we've been doing it since then. So he said he met her in school, and then he discovered she's a free giver, and then they have been doing it since then. Brian, what have you guys been doing? Have you guys been like going to fellowship together, or going to classes together, or overnight together, or what? But then if it is what I think it is, what Brian is saying is he met the girl in school. He saw that she has been giving everybody, and then he tapped into the current, and then he became a receiver. One of the numerous receivers, according to Brian. So do you think what Brian did is a good thing or something bad? I want to know your opinions. I really want to know your opinions, because there are so many guys like Brian out there. I've met a couple of Brians, and honestly, have I been a Brian? Let me see. I don't think I have been, or have I? I'm not sure I've been a Brian, but there are so many guys like Brian out there that I know, and most of them, or should I say many of them, might not want to admit in public they are a Brian. So Brian, I'm still amazed by Brian's story, maybe because he was so honest about it and decided to talk to me about it. But that's Brian for you. On to the next one. So this one is very interesting. She's someone I met a couple of months back. We connected and then became friends. And she's sharing her story with me. So she said, "Hi, Govli. My name is XXX. So I met him sometime last year. He's so caring and supportive. He became one of my best friends. and we hung out a lot. I met his friends, and then we hung out a lot. So there was a time I failed one of my courses. I was so sad, I cried, I called him, he was there for me. It was like a shoulder to me, and I so much appreciated it. Although he had a girlfriend then, and something led to something, and I don't know, but we had sex. So we had sex once, and I liked it. Honestly, I liked it. To be really honest, I liked it, and I wanted more. We had sex a couple of more times. We did it for months, and I don't know. Then one day he walked up to me and said, "XXX, I don't think I can continue with this anymore. My girlfriend is starting to suspect, blah blah blah, and then I'm not ready to lose my girlfriend." So that was how we ended the relationship. But a couple of weeks later, his girlfriend broke up with him, and should I say I was happy or sad? I don't know. XXX, are you happy or sad? Your friend with benefits broke up with her boyfriend, but then you did not state why they broke up though. But are you happy or sad? Your friend with benefits broke up with his girlfriend. So after the breakup, I thought we could get back together. We got back together initially, and things did not work as I thought it would, and we decided to call it off. Wait, were you expecting to date him? Because I don't understand. You guys started off as friends with benefits. Maybe you developed emotions and he did not. But hey, that's not enough reason to feel sad. XXX. Well, I really admire your courage for deciding to write me this piece. So what do you guys think about XXX? The whole story, the whole drama. He met a guy, they became best friend, and then they started doing it. What do you guys think about his story? So this last story is from someone I just met. Yeah, she shared this story with me this morning. And when I saw the script, I was like, hey. So this story is about her sister and her sister's boyfriend. I know you guys are starting to wonder what might be the relationship between the three of them. Did it be a threesome, or I don't know, but there's only one way to find out. So let's start with the script. Michael is my secondary school classmate. Michael is handsome, Michael is tall, Michael is jovial and fun to be with. Although we did not really connect well in school because he has a girlfriend and I was just not ready to be desperate. So 2 years after school, I don't know how it happened, but Michael started dating my sister. I was happy for my sister too, and again I had gotten over Michael at that period. Until one day, Michael came to my house and my sister was not around. She was on an errand for my parents. So I and Michael started talking about what happened during secondary school. We connected and all, and he kissed me. What was I supposed to do? I liked it, so I kissed him back, and then something led to one thing. We had sex. Okay. So you had sex with your sister's boyfriend. I've not heard this kind of thing before. I've not heard this kind of thing before. I used to see the girl. So it happens. You had sex with your sister's boyfriend. Okay, so what happened next? So we had sex 2 more times until my I confronted him one day and he told me he wasn't ready to live with the burden of having to sleep with two sisters. And he loves my sister. Okay. Wait. I know you. The script is over, but I want to ask you this question. Your sister Michael, are they siblings? And if they are, what eyes do you usually use to look at Michael? Because could you be mad? I don't understand. If your sister is dating someone you slept with, he's in a relationship with your sister, and they are still dating, how would you guys perceive yourself? Or should I say, how would you perceive him? Would you perceive him as a slut? Or would you perceive yourself as the slut? But remember, he kissed her first, and she did not resist. Well, for me, they are both as guilty in the whole thing. Yeah, the fact that he kissed her and then she did not resist means they are both guilty in the whole situation. So, what do you guys think, Michael and two sisters? Hollywood movie. Okay, let's move on. So in my own opinion, I'm not the kind of person that criticizes people, because whatever you do with yourself is solely in your discretion. Because number one, I think you can do whatever you like to do, as long as it's not a crime. Because if that is what makes you happy, then why not do it? But sometimes people do some things, but we can't still blame them, because they might think that's the best thing to do at that particular point in time. For example, this is my last friend that slept with her sister's boyfriend. Is that an ideal thing to do? But again, our society has made it feel as if some things are not really normal to do. Our society, religion, moral standards, and all those stuff. Michael. I can't stop thinking about Michael right now. So, before I started recording this podcast, I also went online to check a few stats about this whole friends with benefits of a thing, and I was able to discover that more than half of people who engage in friends with benefits are women. Yes, it is actually surprising that more than half of people who engage in friends with benefits are women. And then these women, they have multiple friends with benefits, not just one. Most of them have more than one friend with benefit, because anything that will make you have a friend with benefit, there's a probability that you might want one more. And then once you mistakenly have two friends with benefits, then you can as well be doing it with everybody, right? It makes no difference. But then there's the case of sexually transmitted infections, HIV and AIDS, and stuff like unwanted pregnancy, when you guys have unprotected sex and all, because I know you can't be doing it with a condom all the time, or sometimes condoms break. Yeah, experiences, condoms break and all. How do you guys deal with friends with benefits? Yeah, when you guys are having to like do the thing every time and all. But then it's really interesting to try out new things. And this, my three friends sharing their experiences with us, is an eye opener for me, and I know most of you guys too. So, do you guys want to share your experiences about friends with benefits? If you are willing to share your experiences, I might be putting up a form online for you to share your experiences. Probably one of those anonymous accounts whereby you guys will tell me what you guys feel, or when you guys have had to indulge in friends with benefits, and then I can share on this podcast. So I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you guys are washing your hands. I hope you guys are covering your face, your nose, your mouth with a face mask, a good face mask, whenever you're going out. And I hope you guys are keeping yourself in isolation after you might have contacted someone you have not met for a long time. So stay safe for yourself, for your family, and for me, because I want you to listen to my next podcast. So guys, until the next recording, I'll catch you guys. Enjoy.